Deebo Samuel wants out of San Francisco and what that means for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, I'm not going to say the team should trade for him. Greg Allman of The Athletic does some heavy lifting, projecting potential draft trades that Jason Light could make next weekend. And we know when Tampa Bay will play in Germany, which means we should know when their 2022 bye week will be and how it all relates to a very bad stretch for season ticket holders back in 2019. All that right now on the Locked On Bucs podcast.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bucs Nation? Welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. And we thank you for making us your first listen or your first view of the day. I'm David Harris and my co-host James Yarko covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both of us here at the Locked On Bucs podcast, also in writing. Find James over at SBNationsBucsNation.com and find me at BucsGameDay.com, a part of Sports Illustrated. When we aren't here or there, you can find us on Twitter at JRK_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at LockedOnBucks. Thanks again for making us your first view or listen of the day. Deebo Samuel wants out of San Francisco, and it matters to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but not because they should trade for the star receiver. So on Wednesday, Jeff Darlington breaking the news, tweeting out that he had spoken with the San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel, who told him that he has asked the San Francisco 49ers to trade him, saying that Sammy told him he did not want to discuss specific reasons behind the request, but he has indeed let the Niners know that he does have the desire to leave the organization. And then Darlington says that there is more to come on the story. Of course, Carmen Vitale of the Draft Network spoke to an unnamed coach in the NFC who coached against Deebo Samuel and told her that he is a top three threat talent in the National Football League. So who is Deebo Samuel for those of you who only pay attention to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? He's a second round pick, wide receiver out of the 2019 NFL draft, going to the San Francisco 49ers. He had 800 receiving yards in his rookie season, suffered an injury that limited him to just 7 games in his second season, and then came back in his third season last year to rack up over 1,400 yards receiving alone in 2021. He also had 59 carries for the San Francisco 49ers last season as well, becoming one of, if not the most versatile players in the National Football League. He's 26 years old, set to cost $4.8 million against the 2022 salary cap, and he wants a new contract, and that's what a lot of this has to do with. SpotTrack estimates Samuel's value to be just north of $22 million per year. Of course, during a stretch, the wide receivers who are re-signing or signing with new teams are getting a ton of money, especially against salary cap and in guarantees as well. Devontae Adams breaking the bank, Tyreek Hill breaking the bank with the Las Vegas Raiders and the Miami Dolphins, respectively. Look, the Buccaneers have Mike Evans, and they've got Chris Godwin, and they've got them both under multi-year deals right now. And they've got two picks currently in the first 60 picks of the NFL draft that has a very, very deep wide receiver class. There's no reason, in my opinion, that the Buccaneers need to go out there and trade for Deebo Samuel or engage in a trade for Deebo Samuel. You're going to give up more than just your first-round pick this year to get a player like Deebo Samuel. And yes, very valuable, you know, number three talent in the NFL and all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, he'd be a great, great addition, but you're not going to be able to pay Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and be able to pay Deebo Samuel all north of $20 million and expect to be able to balance your books in any successful kind of way. So barring any very, very serious surprises, I do not project the Buccaneers trading for Deebo Samuel, but that does not mean that Deebo Samuel will get traded or won't get traded to a team that the Buccaneers will see. So the Buccaneers 2022 opponents, the Chiefs and the Saints, both have the second best odds to land Samuel in a trade from the San Francisco 49ers, according to Bet Online, our friends over there at betonline.net. And according to Locked On Saints podcast host Ross Jackson at Ross Jackson NOLA, he sent out a tweet saying what he was watching for with the Deebo Samuel news listed three things. First is that he did not expect the New Orleans Saints to be willing to buy the new contract that Deebo Samuel would want. Number two, Ross speculates maybe Deebo will head to the AFC and be yet another supremely talented player headed to the AFC in a stacked conference all of a sudden. And then number three, he said, will the Niners get a pick ahead of the Saints? Of course, if the Niners get a draft pick that's ahead of New Orleans, obviously it's ahead of Tampa Bay's. And you would think that having traded Deebo they might be targeting one of those wide receivers, which obviously takes a wide receiver off the board for the Buccaneers to potentially consider. And then he points out that if the Jets are the team that get Deebo Samuel in a trade, it doesn't really matter because you figure number 10 for the New York Jets might be a wide receiver anyway. So if anything, if you're a wide receiver desired, or if you have a desire for the Buccaneers to get a wide receiver at number 27, the Jets potentially trading 10 to San Francisco, if they don't go wide receiver, actually helps you out. Another NFC South foe opponent, the Falcons, have the 8th best odds according to the odds that we got from Bet Online. Of the 15 teams, this was kind of interesting, of the 15 teams outside of the Buccaneers, because Bet Online does list the Buccaneers as having odds to land Deebo Samuel in a trade. Not very good odds, but odds nonetheless, that they're the 16th team on the list. Of the other 15, 8 of those teams face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2022. So if those odds are correct and that list is correct, there's over a 50% chance that Deebo Samuel is about to get traded to a team that the Buccaneers will face in 2022. The Buccaneers themselves, 16th on the list, have plus 2,500 odds, which means if you put $100 on Deebo Samuel to land with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and he does via trade, you win $2,500. That's how steep those odds are. So the Buccaneers already scheduled to face Deebo Samuel because they're already scheduled to face San Francisco 49ers. But even if he gets traded, sometimes you look at these things and say, hey, maybe he's going off of the schedule. Turns out there is definitely probably about a 60 to 66% chance that even if Deebo Samuel gets traded, he's going to end up on the Buccaneers schedule potentially twice this year on the Buccaneers schedule if he goes to the Saints or the Falcons. So something to keep an eye on for sure, obviously. Not necessarily directed towards the Buccaneers directly, but potentially a foe, and obviously the 49ers already on the schedule as well. So some interesting things happening in the NFL world amongst wide receivers, amongst big-name players. Also, the NFL draft's coming up, by the way. Just so you know, next week, it's a kind of a thing. Greg Aumann is kind of a special kind of man, and he saved me a ton of work, actually. I'm going to tell you why he did that, how he did that. Thanks to our friends over at Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of $200 sunglasses for a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Also, something you won't find anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every pair. They will send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happened. Give them a try, and if you don't love them, you'll pay nothing. It's as simple as that. Plus, 10 meals are donated to fight hunger in America when you shop with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, head to ShadyRays.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season. 50% off 2 or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses, backed by over 150,000 verified 5-star reviews. Today's episode also brought to you by BetOnline.net. Those odds we were just talking about from BetOnline.net, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info, all your latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making Locked On Bucks your first listen or view of the day. Starting next Thursday, April 28th, tune in to the Locked On NFL Drafts live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft. All 3 days, you'll get real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. For those of you dying to know who your team will take, catch our Odyssey and Locked On's NFL Mock Draft special hosted by Brian Peacock and Matt Williamson all week long leading up to the first pick. That's live NFL Draft coverage on the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page, the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft on Odyssey, and Locked On NFL Draft podcast feeds now through April 25th, and live coverage on all 3 days of the 2022 NFL Draft. Speaking of the 2022 NFL Draft, by the way, I'm David Harrison on Twitter at dharrison82, writing about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers for BucksGameDay.com, part of Sports Illustrated, and of course here on the Locked On Bucks podcast at Locked On Bucks on Twitter. NFL Draft coming up. I wanted to do a segment today on the Buccaneers potentially trading back from number 27. Why? Because obviously it could happen, so it's something worth talking about. But also, Jason Light in his pre-draft press conference mentioned how you might have 25, I believe 25 is the number that he said, guys ranked or graded in the first round, but there's a very, very heavy amount of talent in the middle of this year's draft class. Interesting numbers, interesting ballpark to say maybe there's not going to be guys that you have first round grades on towards the end of the first round. So maybe you want more picks in the middle of the draft. And obviously, what does that spark interest in? The Buccaneers potentially trading back from number 27. And don't forget, Jason Light has an extensive history of trading up, trading back, trading all over the place in NFL drafts past. And we're not going to bring up Roberto Aguayo, even though we bring up Roberto Aguayo by saying we're not going to bring up Roberto Aguayo. But anyway, as I was getting ready for this episode, my good buddy Mike Kiwok, writer over at BucksNation.com, happened to drop into the DMs an Athletic post or column from Greg Allman of The Athletic, where he explores several, and I mean several, trade opportunities or potential opportunities for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to trade out of number 27. So look, instead of reinventing the wheel, we're just going to say thank you to Greg Allman. We're going to look at some of the trades that he put together. We're going to talk about my favorites from the article. Again, I'm only talking about some of the ones that he put in there, so definitely head over to The Athletic if you haven't already. Check out Greg's work there. He gives you justifications on why he makes these trades, doesn't make them, but proposes these trade options. And he gives you the players that he believes the Buccaneers could target with the newly added picks. And of course, remember, for the rest of the gaps on the Buccaneers roster or needs, there are other picks that the Buccaneers will still have. But I picked out four of my favorites. And then at the end of this, I'm going to tell you which one is my absolute favorite. So in no particular order, let's go. First, we'll start in the division, the Atlanta Falcons. So I know what you're thinking, trading inside the division. Look, teams are much more willing to trade draft picks inside the division than actual talent. Like Amari Cooper going from the Cowboys to the Eagles, probably never going to happen. But the Dallas Cowboys swapping draft picks with the Philadelphia Eagles, definitely something we could see happen. So the Falcons in this trade scenario would get number 27, the Buccaneers' first round pick in the 2022 NFL draft. In exchange, Atlanta would give the Buccaneers number 43, number 74, and number 151 overall. Combine those with numbers 60, 91, 133, 248, and 261 that the Buccaneers would retain themselves. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers would increase their draft capital from 6 picks to 8 picks. With the 43rd overall pick, the Buccaneers, Greg Allman, has the Buccaneers taking Houston defensive lineman Logan Hall. With the 74th pick, linebacker Channing Tindall out of Georgia. And with the 151st pick from the Atlanta Falcons, Florida Gators running back Damian Pierce. So an interdivision trade here, pick number 27 for 43, 74, 151 again from the Falcons, netting the Buccaneers instead of one player that they maybe don't have a first round grade on. They get Logan Hall, Channing Tindall, and Damian Pierce in place of that one player that they don't have a top 30 grade on. So interesting trade potential there with the Atlanta Falcons. Moving on, the next one also ends up with the Buccaneers having 8 picks. Houston Texans, they get number 27. They give up 37, 80, and 183. So those are the picks the Buccaneers get. 37, 80, 183 to add to 60, 91. Gives them 4 picks now in the top 100 if they make this type of a trade. And I call this the homecoming trade scenario. Why? Because in this scenario, Greg Allman has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at pick 37 that they get from the Houston Texans, selecting North Dakota State University wide receiver Christian Watson, who hails from Plant City High School in Tampa, or in the Tampa area in Florida, obviously. Pick number 80, he still has him going Channing Tindall, linebacker out of Georgia. And then with 183, he has him selecting another Tampa product, Jerome Ford, running back from the Cincinnati Bearcats. So that's the homecoming trade, as I call it, from, again, Mr. Allman over at The Athletic. Next up, the Detroit Lions, they get number 27 and they get 91. So 2 picks from the Buccaneers involved in this one. 27 and 91, and in exchange, the Lions give up 34, 66, and 177. The Buccaneers end up with 7 total picks, with 3 coming in the first 100 picks. With number 34 from the Detroit Lions, they get Lewis Cine, the safety out of Georgia. Number 66, they get Dylan Parham, offensive lineman out of Memphis. And number 177 is running back Brian Robinson out of Alabama. Again, they still have 60, 133, 248, 261 to go get a wide receiver, go get an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, safety, whatever you want, or another corner, maybe tight end, you know. So these aren't all the picks, just the picks that they would get from the potential trade. Last but not least, in Jacksonville Jaguars, Greg Allman puts together a trade there. Number 27 going to Jacksonville. So Jacksonville trading back into the back end of the first round. In exchange for that, they would give up number 33, 106, 157, and 180. This gives the Buccaneers the most draft capital of any trade offer, gives them 9 total picks. Now, again, read those picks back, right? 33 is the very first pick of the second round, but 106, 157, 180, obviously later on in the NFL draft. Allman has them taking, with the 33rd overall pick, Andrew Booth, cornerback out of Clemson. 106, tight end Cade Otton out of Washington. 157, they take running back Pierre Strong, South Dakota State running back. And at number 180, linebacker Jeremiah Gemmel out of North Carolina. So again, you still have 60, 91, 133, 248, 261 to fill other needs as you see fit for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But this trade by far giving the Buccaneers, well, not by far by one, but giving the Buccaneers the most total trade capital value, you know, return. And I really like that class. Andrew Booth, K-Dot, and Pierre Strong, three very, very solid value picks there. Obviously, you have Damian Pearson, one of these, with the trade with the Falcons. You have the homecoming trade with the Houston Texans, and then the Lions. I mean, Lewis Cine has been gaining a lot of steam. You guys know, if you've been listening consistently, that I'm a big fan of Dylan Parham, the offensive lineman out of Memphis. So out of those four, and again, those aren't the only four that Greg Aumann over at The Athletic put together, so make sure you check out the rest of the trade opportunities that he puts together. Out of these four that I presented for different reasons, my favorite is going to be the trade with the Texans. It's a homecoming trade, right? You got two Tampa kids or Tampa area kids coming back to play for the Buccaneers. Christian Watson, my favorite guy coming out of the Senior Bowl, is on that list. And you got to love the running back addition that we already know, when we've talked about before, does look like the Buccaneers are going to be targeting running back in the 2022 NFL draft. So some very interesting stuff there. Again, big shout out to the godfather of the Locked On Bucs podcast, Greg Aumann, for doing all of that fantastic work over The Athletic, letting us poach it, lift it, give it to you, and react to it. That's what we do here at the Locked On Bucs podcast from time to time. So greatly appreciate Greg putting all that information together. Great stuff. Absolutely. And if you haven't tried The Athletic, gotten a subscription to that, we definitely make sure you do. They don't pay us to say it, so you know it's honest, but it's also honest that we love Built Bars. We love Built Puffs. Even though they pay us to say it, it's actually a fact. I've got a drawer full of Built Bars and Built Puffs downstairs. If you haven't tried them, you're missing out on one of the best parts of the Built Bar lineup. The Built Puffs are protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy, they're marshmallowy, but they're not just protein bar. They're a treat, and they're covered in 100% chocolate, because all Built Bar products, all Built Bars, are covered in 100% chocolate with some amazing flavors like banana cream pie and cinnamon churro. All Built Bars, again, cover 100% chocolate. They're low calorie, high protein. You can replace your candy bar with them because they're better for you, and in a lot of occasions, they actually taste better than your traditional candy bar. So go to built.com, head to the macro chart, and see it for yourself. At Built Bar, they're all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first, then they figure out how to make it healthy, and they nail it every single time. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Back now for our final segment here at the Locked On Bucs podcast. David Harrison going solo on today's episode at dharrison82. On Twitter, but you can find my co-host James Yarko at jyarko_bucks. Find everything he's writing at bucksnation.com, and find my writing at bucksgameday.com. The U.S. consulate in Munich, Germany, their Twitter page tweeted some celebratory messages and information about the discussion between the U.S. and Germany to schedule the upcoming Buccaneers 2022 home game to be played overseas, the first NFL game in Germany. In the thread, the office stated that the game will take place on November 13th. So while it's not an official confirmation, if the country of Germany and the U.S. consulate in Munich, Germany, is planning on that game happening November 13th, it's probably happening November 13th. That would happen, of course, in week 10 of the 2022 NFL season, pointed out by several people on social media and in columns. Traditionally, those teams get their bye week following that international game. You got some jet lag, you got all that going on. That would be week 11. So we can pencil in. Still don't want to put in a marker or a pen or chisel in stone. We can probably pencil in week 10. The Buccaneers will be in Germany. Week 11, they will be on a bye. Week 12, just for reference of calendar dates, is the week that gets started with the Thanksgiving slate of games. The Sunday games that week would take place November 27th. Now, what this reminded me of, and what's interesting, is the last time the Buccaneers played overseas was in 2019. They were once again the home team. This time they hosted the Carolina Panthers. That game, unfortunately, a loss for new Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians and his 2019 squad. The two games, in case you don't remember, I'm going to bring up some painful memories here. The two games before it were both road games. The two games after it were both road games, which led to the Buccaneers not playing a true home game, a game in Raymond James Stadium, from September 22nd, when they lost to the New York Giants, to November 10th. When they defeated the Arizona Cardinals. I was actually on hand in the press box at that November 10th Arizona Cardinals game. And I remember joking around with Trevor Sikkema, who back then was just a lowly Pewter Report reporter before he ended up moving on to bigger and better things at PFF.com and being a star of Good Morning Football on NFL Network. joking around with him and Grizz and Matt and some of the other people in the press box that despite the fact that that was my first game back in Raymond James Stadium that season in week nine, only two games had been played in Raymond James Stadium since the last home game I had covered that year, which was the August 23rd preseason contest against the Cleveland Browns. Yikes. So sorry to all you season ticket holders that had to relive those memories, but hopefully the NFL learned their lesson and they're not about to set up the Buccaneers for yet another month long plus stretch away from Raymond James Stadium. Cause that would be just, it's bad enough one time. It's even worse the second time around. So hopefully the NFL is paying attention, remembering those lessons and not being doomed to repeat them. Speaking of things that would get a big old yikes from the Locked On Bucks podcast, Jarvis Landry, former Cleveland Browns, Miami Dolphins wide receiver, disgruntled Cleveland, former Cleveland Browns receiver, visited the New Orleans Saints on Wednesday. From what I know at this moment, did not leave with a contract offer, but Jarvis Landry making the rounds in the NFC South. Would not like to see Jarvis Landry joining the New Orleans Saints with Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, and whoever else they decide to add with their two first-round picks. What I would like to see is all of you back here at the Locked On Bucks podcast, and I'm going to thank you right now for making the Locked On Bucks podcast your first listen or your first view every single day. Now make your second view or listen the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Ryan Tracy and former NFL cornerback Eric Crocker bring the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. Free and available wherever you get podcasts, just like this one. We'll be back tomorrow, James and I, to wrap up the week. If you've got questions or topics you want to discuss, send them into lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com or call in and be a part of the show by dialing 813-444-5841. You can also send your draft pick contest submissions to those same locations. So again, lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com or 813-444-5841. We've already got submissions coming in. I've got a spreadsheet going. We're keeping track of all your guys' picks and all of your selection, so we greatly appreciate it. The contest, for those of you who haven't been informed yet, you predict who the Buccaneers will select in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft or who their first pick will be, just generally speaking. If you are correct, you will be put into a pool with all the other people who picked the same player as you. And I will tell you that of all the submissions we have no standalone picks. Each of you that has submitted a pick, somebody else has submitted a pick with the same player. So if you're correct, you will have competition. We'll take whoever's correct. We'll put them in a pile. We'll randomize them. We'll get one winner out of that pile, and you will get a jersey from that or of that draft pick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So again, you make the pick, submit it to us either in the Locked On Bucks DM on Twitter at Locked On Bucks or via email, lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com, or you can call it in 813-444-5841. If you're correct, you'll be entered to win that jersey. Until then, for James Yarko, I'm David Harrison. Until we speak again, make sure you're checking out everything we're writing over at BucksNation.com and at BucksGameDay.com. Find us on Twitter at DHarrison82, at JYarko_Bucks, and at LockedOnBucks. If you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another, wash your hands, fire the cannons, and thank you for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.